Thank you so much. Such a privilege and a pleasure to be here. Of course, I love music, and everybody here knows that. But I love to share God's word, too. And God gave me a word a little bit ago, and today's the perfect day to release it. And I'm so excited to be here. Before we get started, though, I really felt like as I was standing back there that God wanted us to pray for the next generation. I know I have 5 kids, and I have grandkids. And if you are struggling with a child, a grandchild, please raise your hand. We're going to pray for you right now. I'm going to pray for you. If you guys, yeah, everybody, right? Everybody lifted their hand, right? Perfect. Up. Oh. Mr. Smith is perfect. His kids are all perfect. Yeah, anyway. So I really felt led that, God just put it on my heart. And so let's just lift each other up. So here we go. God, thank you for these kids you've entrusted us with, these grandkids, the next generation and the generations, 1,000 generations to come. Lord, you've given us responsibilities. And yet you are the Father, and we just lean on you right now for wisdom. We lift these kids up. They're confused, Lord. There's anxiety. There's depression. We wipe it off of them, Lord, as they're covering. The next 1,000 generations, we wipe it off. Anxiety, depression, be gone. Confusion, be gone. Father, that they would know the true identity that they have in you. Yeah. Protect them. Give them guidance. Open their ears to their parents and their grandparents, Lord. And you, most importantly. Seal them, Father. Protect them. Your shield is about them, Lord. We speak that right now over each of our kids and our grandkids and the next 1,000 generations from our families. Thank you, Lord. We trust you with them. Yeah. And we lay them at your feet, at your altar, Lord. Thank you. Yeah. In Jesus' mighty name. All right. One of my passions are my kids. And you'll hear a little bit more about them. But today we're going to talk about praying from heaven to earth. Where do you find yourself praying from? Or are you sitting in a low seat? Are you on the floor looking up? Or are you sitting from heaven looking down, right? So that's what we're going to talk about today. There's 650 prayers in the Bible, so it's important, right? And 450 recorded answers to prayer in the Bible. Hey, I think that's awesome. All right, we've got probably about that many in this house too, right? All right, so I like to look at Noah Webster for definitions, and I hope you can read that. I try to make it big for my husband. Anyway, in worship, a solemn address to the supreme being, consisting of adoration or an expression of our sense of God's glorious perfections, confessions of our sins, supplication for mercy and forgiveness, intercession for blessings on others, and thanksgiving, or an expression of gratitude to God for his mercies and benefits. Now, how many of those underlined, right? Those are the action words there, right? Adoration, confession, supplication, intercession, thanksgiving. How many of those are about us? Surprising, huh? The definition is mostly concerning other people or giving thanks or, you know, asking for mercy and forgiveness. I know I used to find myself on my knees asking for, you know, whatever I thought I needed and whatever I thought my kids needed or my husband needed, right? I'm all, sorry, babe. I think we can redefine prayer a little bit. You know, just in our maturity, as we walk, God's been talking to us about prayer. We just did a prayer study. It was life-altering. And I'm going to share 3 things that I felt like changed my prayer life. And I'm super excited about. So what if prayer is mostly connection, communion, listening, and coming into agreement about who God says you are. What if that's prayer? Wouldn't that be cool? And that's with the Creator, right? But it's not a jukebox where you put a dollar in and pop out a quick answer, a fix, right? I really got that word. It's not like I'm going to put a quarter in and I'm get something out of this thing, you know. I'm from the South, so it just comes out. But God created us for connection, for we live and move and have our being in Him. Let's pretend we're going to believe that we are connected to the Creator of the universe. Maybe we don't feel it. Maybe it doesn't seem like He would know me and every hair on my head, you know. Let's pretend. Okay, you're connected. You're connected. Each one of us is connected to the Creator of the universe. He is with you. You are with Him. Where does He stop? Where do you begin? There's no lines. He is connected to you. So we've got a complicated being right here, right? I've got body, soul, mind, and spirit. My body's in charge of my appetites and senses. I wish it was less in charge of my appetites, but that's okay. My soul's in charge of my will and emotions. My mind's in charge of my thoughts and reasoning. My spirit is connected to God. Which one do I want to rule here? Who do I want to be in charge? I mean, sometimes it's my mind, right? I think I'm an engineer. And my mind's in charge at work, right? It's giving me some great ideas. But if I allow my spirit, I get supernatural ideas. Sometimes my emotions take over, right? And I have feelings, and I get my feelings hurt. When I let my spirit take over, He covers all that. There's grace. There's mercy. There's forgiveness, right? Body, appetite, right? I'm working on that. Spirit, let my spirit. Okay, so we're going to pretend again. I want to shift a few paradigms for you. Let's pretend that the spirit is in charge, right? And this is the way God created us. The Creator of the universe created this in you. The spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. There's that identity right there. Our spirit is connected. It's like a lifeline. Corinthians, but whoever is united with the Lord is one with Him in spirit. The Creator did that for you. He breathed the breath of life in you. Ezekiel, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees. The spirit does it, right? When we listen to the Spirit. But you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit. Are you guys getting more and more convinced? The Spirit, right? Our spirit-to-spirit connection. We forget about the Spirit. We try to reason all these things out. You are chosen. And this proves it, right? You are chosen for community. Oh, no, sorry. What if? Sorry, there's another what if. What if you believed your spirit is connected with the Creator Spirit, right? I've been building this case. We were pretending, and now we can have faith. We can believe it, right? Your spirit is connected to the Holy Spirit. Is that a different place to pray from than sitting on your floor and letting your will and emotions rule you and let your spirit rule? Let your spirit be in charge for a minute. I say spirits, rise, right? Wake up, dry bones. That's what we have to say to ourselves, right? That's the revival in me. And that's what you can say to you. Spirit, rise. I know you're in there. Be a big boy. Put on your big boy pants, right? Let's rule this thing. I'm not going to let my emotions rule anymore. And you are chosen. Here we go. Communication. And not just with Father God, but with others, right? And we'll talk about others in a minute. Connection. You're connected. Community. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I've got a team right here. They never leave me. One's right here, one's right here, one's above me and all around me. Do you ever feel alone? You're not. Do you believe it? You're connected. You're connected to the Spirit. You're connected to God's Spirit. You're connected to Jesus' Spirit. You're connected to Holy Spirit, right? They're right here. They're dancing around me right now. That's the confidence that you have, that you can have. You just have to shift just one little thought, right? Pretend for a little bit and then believe it. It's actually fun. So, in Ephesians, it says, "For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ." Isn't that just the awesome? He's had you in mind before creation. Before the creation of the world, Father, Son, Holy Spirit were sitting around a table talking about you. Why is this important with prayer? It's how you're looking at yourself. You are created for community and connection. So today is not about me just talking. It's about activation. We're going to do 3 activation exercises, and you're going to have fun with me. We're going to read this twice, these 3 lines twice, and then we're going to listen to see what God says. Because I don't know if you know it, but you are God's sheep, right? You hear his voice. And so he's always talking. It's just, do we stop and listen? Because prayer is about listening too, right? That was one of those things. You want to listen. So, okay. So we're going to read this all together. You ready? "I was chosen to be loved and to love God. He hears me and I hear him. My spirit is and always will be connected to him because he made it so when he created me." Now we're going to say it again, and I want you to say it to yourself. This is your ears hearing your voice. Speak it to your spirit, right? Spirit, arise. You can hear this. Here we go. Ready? "I was chosen to be loved and to love God. He hears me and I hear him. My spirit is and always will be connected to him. And because he made it so, he created me." Yeah. So, Lord, we want to hear you. Who do you say? What do you see when you look at the whole me, including my spirit? We're going to take a minute. And I want you to hear from your Father that created you, your Creator, who's connected to you. What is he saying about you and your spirit right now? Yeah, and I want you to just shout it out if you want. A word or 2 words. What did he say to you? Hey, that was mine. Anyone else? Yay. Yeah. I am unfettered. If you didn't hear that, that's a good one. Yay, I am welcomed in his kingdom. Good word. Anyone else? I am patient. He is the light in me. That's good. He said, I'm so proud of you. There we go. All right. Isn't that easy? We pretended, we began to believe, and then we did it. You can do that every day. That's connection. That's listening. That's not throwing everything down and saying, I want this. Can you fix this? I got this going on. He knows it all, right? And you know what? I get the best ideas when I'm quiet. I hear, and then God will just go, boom. We just went through a thing season with my son who was very ill. And it was life and death. And he did do well. He had appendicitis, but it was, anyway, it's a long story. But we're driving down the road. My son needs a job. He's needed a job for a long time, but he was so sick, you know, I didn't bug him about it. I'm a mom. I like I'm a taskmaster. Anyway, we're driving down the road. He and I are going to the store together, and God says, hey, there's a job at your work, and just talk to your boss. I think he'd work out. I mean, I've been there 10 years. I never thought of it. Anyway, so guess what? He's going there Monday morning. La, la, la. So that's listening instead of me. You know, I didn't even think of it. God's got it. So, all right. So let's move on. What if you believed your spirit is seated in heavenly places? Has anyone ever heard this? Everybody, right? Most everybody. Where are we usually seated, though, right? When we're in a, you know, when my son was sick, some days I was seated on the ground crying out, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. May I suggest another aspect of prayer is where your spirit is seated. Are you seated in the doldrums in the middle of the ocean with no wind? Sometimes I have been before, right? There's nothing coming. There's nothing going. That is not where we're seated, though, because I didn't say that. God said it, right? Right here. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Now, is that just good news? I am not in the middle of an ocean without any wind. I am up here, right? Colossians, since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Guess where you're seated? If Christ is in you, where are you seated? You're on the right hand of God. You're in Jesus' seat. God's right next to you. That's good news, right? So, you're not looking up, actually, you're looking down. Close your eyes for a sec. And we're going to do, this is not the activation. This is just fun. Close your eyes. Pretend you're seated in the right hand of God. Jesus is seated right in you. That's what it says. Let's pretend. You turn your head to look at God. You can do it. Jesus is in you. What do you see? Shout it out. Eyes of love. Glory. Yeah. I see purple. Dark, deep purple that I'm so hungry for that I want to see every day, every minute. That's what I see. Anybody else? Freedom. So good. Yeah. You are seated at the right hand in Jesus' seat. And this is what you can look down on your problems, right? So here's the earth. I don't know if this is the earth or Mars. I don't really know. But you're up there and you're looking down. You're looking down on those problems or whatever you've got going. We all have something going, right? We have not achieved a perfect world at this point. There's a lot. I have 5 kids. There's something going on with each one. Somebody asked me yesterday, like, how do you keep track of all that? I'm like, God's grace. I don't know. But life is interesting and it's fun. And we take each hit with trying to stay in the spirit on the right hand of God, right? looking down on the problems. So Hebrews says, therefore, since we have a great high priest who ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence. He's invited us in. Isn't that nice? We are welcome. We are welcome to sit on the right hand of God and to look at him. Now, maybe back when you weren't supposed to do that, you'd get burned up or they'd have a rope and they'd pull you out because you weren't supposed to look at God. Guess what? Jesus is like right in here. I get to look at him. We were having an encounter one night and I just like, Lord, I just want to see you. I just want to see you. And I began to see that purple color and it grew and it grew. And I'm like, Lord, what is that? He goes, that is my eye. Talk about falling on the floor. I'm like, Lord, I want to see it all the time. So when I see it, I know that he's here. That's how we begin to change how we look at how we're operating, right? How we pray, how we talk to people, how we move, how we breathe, how we get hopeful, right? Okay. Activation number 2. I'm an engineer. We go 1, 2, 3. All right. So this is fun. This is what I want you to do every day. I want you to speak to your spirit. Spirit man has been pushed aside. He's in a closet. Or spirit woman. You can, We need to wake up these spirits. Arise, spirit, right? I say that right now to you. Arise, spirit. Okay? You can say that to yourself, too. We say it to our kids. Arise. You don't know who you are, right? That's what we have to do. We have to remind each other. Who are we? That's why we come together. Okay, we're going to say all these twice, right? Just in case you don't get it the first time. And what I want to do is I want to say one, and then I want to pause. Selah, right? I'm a musician. And we say the next one, and then we, Selah. What if you hear, what if we miss something, and we're talking, right? We want to pause, and then say it and pause. Okay. Yeah. So you guys ready? This is fun. Okay, first one. I am seated with Jesus at the right hand of my Father. You ready? I see you, Father. I hear Jesus interceding for me. Breathe that in. And actually, this is just for me to say, feel as your spirit rises in excitement as you connect deeper and deeper to your Abba Father. Okay, we're going to do it again, though, because that was just a test drive. Okay, here we go. Ready? I am seated with Jesus at the right hand of my Father. Nice deep breath. Next one. I see you, Father. I hear Jesus interceding for me. What is he saying to God? Shout it out. Is Jesus interceding for you? Do you feel your spirit getting excited? More and more connection, deeper and deeper. Yeah, Jesus is interceding day and night and day with moanings and groanings for you. What does that do to your spirit? It makes my heart beat so fast. It's so real. Can you see it? No. It's like the wind, right? We don't see the wind, but I can see the leaves are moving, right? We're all growing. What does your spirit feel? I want you to shout it out. Safe. Love. Peace. Connected. Love. Assurance. Joy. Joy bomb. Everything above, yeah. One. We are one with him. We don't know where he stops. We don't know where we begin. Every day, you can do this. This is prayer, people. This is where he does his work. He's in there digging out gardens and pulling weeds and dropping ideas. The outcome is good. Yep. His ways are perfect. Rejoice. Yep. Total peace. Yeah. Safe. Yeah. Are you having fun? It's so fun to connect with our Creator. It's kind of like me connecting with my kids or my grandkids. It's my joy to connect. It's my joy to pull weeds in their garden or do whatever they need. You want me there tomorrow? I'll be there. Nope, I'm not going to work. I'm going to your house. You know, you need me. I'm there. That's what God's. He's just like, okay, what are we doing? I'm there. It's exciting. Okay. What if? What if? We're going to pretend for a minute, then we're going to really do it. What if you attached faith and hope when you prayed? You know how people ask you to pray for them? And you're like, oh, yeah, I got that. And then you're like, blah, 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 blah. Did it. All good. You know, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about faith and hope. I'm talking about attaching something tangible of you. And I was like, Lord, I don't know what that means. What does it mean? But before we do that, let's look. What is faith and hope? Now, we live. This is our house. We live in a house where they talk about faith and hope all the time. And but if you're new here, I'm just going to give you some reminders. So, Hebrews. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Right? Faith gets us through till we see the answer. And Lisa, just if you didn't hear last week's message, backtrack, listen to it, and that'll bring you up to date on this faith thing. Okay, so it's amazing. That's what we hang on to. That's the evidence that God is working, is that we have faith. We actually have faith that things are going to happen. We had faith my son was going to get better. And he did. Now, it could have gone either way, but I had faith. Until I have no other faith or nothing evidence in front of me, I will stand on that. That is standing on God's word. One day I was like, yeah, I'm going to stand on God's word. I don't know that you're supposed to do this, but I put my Bible down and I go, Lord, I am standing on your word. This is your promise. Right? Sometimes we have to step out and do something prophetic. Yeah. Okay, hope. Hope's a little different. Faith is like, I want to marry that guy, you know. And God's like, well, I got somebody for you. Maybe not him, but, you know, my faith was like, I'm marrying that guy. I met my husband. I'm going to marry him. And I did. 3 years later. It took a while. long engagement. But anyway, nonetheless, I have it in a journal. I've got proof that I, you know, right when I met him, I'm like, this is the guy. This is the one. So that was my faith. I hung on to it. There was a little evidence. There was a little more evidence. It took a while to get a ring. I hung on to that faith. And then when I got the ring, I knew I'm like, okay, I don't have to have faith anymore. I got a ring, right? Hope is different. Hope's like, I'm going to get married someday. I mean, I was hopeful. I didn't have an exact plan, right? May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust him so that you may overflow with hope by the Spirit of the Holy Spirit, right? Hope is a little more vague. Yeah. Not as specific as faith, but I know, and Rosalind said it, God is good all the time. If it's not good, he's not done. I know something good's going to happen today. I know when I wake up and I walk outside, good is around me because I've got these three dancing around me, right? That is confidence that every day is a hopeful day. I am breathing. My kids are breathing. My grandkids are breathing. There's a hopeful day that something great's going to happen with them. That's how different faith and hope. Now, I remember I heard this, attach faith. I mean, Pastor Phil was always saying, attach faith. We're going to attach faith. And I'm like, what the heck does that look like? I want a picture. I'm an engineer. I need a picture of something, Lord. Give me a picture. And what he gave me was a hook, like a fishing hook. It wasn't just a fishing hook. It was a barbed fishing hook. I know it sounds horrible if you're a fish lover. He gave me the barbed hook. Why? Because a barbed hook, once you've got something on your line, it's not getting away. And I was like, great, that is awesome. I can attach to that hook as I pray. And I can attach, and I do this like in our prayer class. I kept doing this. I'm like, okay, we're attaching faith. This is a prophetic act. I'm attaching faith. I'm casting my line, right? Casting the line. My line is connected to whoever I'm praying for. Right? Think about it. Any fishermen out there? Right? Not very many. Wow. Okay. But you know what I'm talking about. Okay. Yeah. Fisher of men. There we go, Victoria. That's right. When I began shifting how I thought about prayer, I used to just be like, blah, 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 blah. Right? And done. No. One and done. Yeah. No. You attach faith and hope. It gets personal. It gets personal. And then I cast a line. And it's a connection, right? I have just spirit to spirit connected with the person that I care about, right? I love whoever that is. Maybe it's someone at church. Maybe it's my boss. Maybe it's whatever. It doesn't matter. It's a focus. I remember we just had our second grandchild, and I have four boys and one daughter. And yes, she's the last one. Anyway, everybody always asks, is she the last one? Yeah, I prayed for that girl. We wanted a girl and I got her. Anyway, 4 boys, 3 of them are married. And of course we want more grandkids. And so my second son, it got married a year ago. And I'm like, Lord, you know, kids are a blessing, blah, 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 blah. Let's have some grandkids come out of those kids, right? I mean, it's a little different, right? Than just, God's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, you know, I'm just praying for these kids so they'll have kids. And he's just like, you don't think I know? Don't you think I know maybe they need something else? Maybe they need healing, emotional healing. Maybe they need, and I was just like, whoa, okay. This is where this whole thing developed. I'm like, who am I to know what my son and his wife need right at this particular moment? And that's when I started attaching faith. And I don't even know what to say. And sometimes I'll cast a line and I will just say their names in love. And it's totally focused. I'm on my knees for them, right? Sometimes Holy Spirit's like, yeah, just talk in my language. I know that language. I can discern. I know what they need. It's a different way to pray. It's spirit to spirit. Now, have they given me a grandkid yet? No. And that's okay. God knows what they need. I don't know. It's very humbling when God's like, you know, hey, who are you? What are you doing? You think you're God? You're not. You're just a mom. And moms, you know, we got an important place. I'm a spiritual mom to a lot of people. I pray for those people. I'm on my knees, but sometimes I don't know what to pray. And that's okay. Okay, guess what we get to do next? Activation 3! Woo! All right, this time you get to close your eyes and keep them closed. Or you can read it. It's okay. I'm not going to come check. But you can close your eyes. I'm a visual person. Close your eyes, and you're going to picture a barbed hook. And you can hook your finger if you want, like I do. This is your faith and hope. And I say hope because sometimes some faith people are hopeless because they haven't gotten what they wanted. Faith and hope. God is good if he's not done. Or if it's not good, he's not quite done, right? We're just waiting. Okay. Hook, this is your faith. You're going to cast your line. You can do it prophetically if you want. I'm a prophetic person. You can cast your line. You're going to attach faith and hope to your line, and I want you to think of someone and pray for them. And you don't have to use words. You can speak in tongues. You can say their name, and you can do it out loud if you want to. So, Jesus. Yeah. We're practicing. Yeah, Lord. Thank you. And you can say thank you too, right? Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing. Thank you for moving. Thank you for working things out. Thank you for healing. Yeah, just lift them up. Thank you, Lord. And you're going to listen. What is he saying to you about this situation? And if you want to shout it out, you can. I heard, stand on hope. Stay hopeful. It's done. Celebrate. Yep. It's done and celebrate. That's a good word. That's a good word. 30-pound salmon. He caught a salmon. That's cool. Now I want to know, how did that feel? That's a different way to pray, huh? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe some people are already doing that. Anybody want to share how that felt? Empowering. Targeted. Overwhelming. What'd you say? Connected. Connected. I found myself not thinking about dinner in the middle of praying or what I'm going to do next. Right? Anybody guilty of that? Right? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What am I going to eat? What am I going to make tomorrow? No, focused, right? Focused, connected, right? I'm casting a line. It could be a lifeline, right? We don't know. I don't even know what I'm saying. I don't know, you know, but I just, in my heart, just like for these young people today, I just felt like God's like, okay, we're praying for the young people. You know, there's, yeah. Being open to listen and hear what God's saying. So let's just recap our fun time, our activation time. Praying from heaven to earth, different perspective, right? Connect spirit to spirit. Let your spirit man rule. It's exciting. It's exciting. Practice that. It's like building a muscle. I'm a personal trainer. We build, you know, every Friday, I'm helping people build muscles. Let your spirit get stronger and be, you know, and then call out other people's spirit. You don't have to do it in front of them. I think my kids would freak out if they knew I was like calling their spirits forward. But that's a spirit to spirit, right? Supernatural. Believe where you are seated. Where are you seated? Yes, heavenly places, right? That's a big deal. Not on the floor. You're up there. You're looking down. You're not looking up. And last, attach faith and hope. You have that hook, right? You can cast a line. It's fun. It's powerful. It's a little bit different than what I was doing before. This changed my life. And guess what? You will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, right? Because he is good. He is good. All right. I'd love to have everybody stand if you can. I just want to bless you. You don't have to stand if you just had your knee replaced. Not talking to anyone specifically. Just don't fall. If you're going to stand, don't fall. Okay. Yeah, Jesus. And you can receive. You can have your hands out if you want. I love to bless people, and I love to pray for people. And so, Father, you love these people. These are your sheep, and these are your children. Ha. They get your inheritance, King Jesus. These are your heirs to the throne. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for revelation. Help us just remember our spirits and let them rule. And let them connect to you, Father, that we would recognize your voice more often and hear you and let you talk. Let you speak to our spirits. Yeah, thank you for your presence. Thank you that you're faithful. Thank you that we can use these tools at any point we want. Images, Father, thank you for giving us images to make it real. Thank you for feeling your presence right now, Lord, that you are here. You're dancing and singing around us. The heavenly hosts are on edge because we are glorifying you, Lord. Help us to practice listening. Help us, remind us we're seated in heavenly places. We're sitting in Jesus's chair with him. Thank you for that empowerment, Lord. Thank you for the confidence that we can come to the throne anytime and ask for anything. And thank you for the image of the hook, Father. We just attach faith knowing that we're all changed. As we walk away today, we have been changed because you have been here. And we cannot be changed without, in your presence, we are definitely changed. Thank you, Jesus. And I just speak blessing over each and every one here today and on the podcast, that you're going to show up, Father, that you show up every day, you never leave us and you never forsake us. And we just attach faith to that. And we walk with that everywhere we go. Yeah. Bless and protect. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.